today's episode is PG-13. Just want to give you a heads up before we get started here. I mean, can you imagine your mother-in-law coming to you and getting you some type of love-making advice to do with your husband? Like, what do you even say? Like, how uncomfortable would that be? But here's the problem. What if she's super sensitive? And you know that by saying something and, like, kind of mouthing back that, like, it might only make your relationship worse. Would you just sit there and let her continue to give you advice of how to make love to her son? Y'all, it's been a couple of days and I've missed you, and we are back with a brand new Ask My Mom today. Welcome.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Yup. Hello. Welcome to this weekly installment of Certified Mama's Boy. This is our Tuesday show. We also have a Thursday show, by the way, as well, called More Mama's Boy, that you can get by texting the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. Podcast, though, based in three principles. Live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Well, I am depressed. I am not in a good headspace today, everybody. But you know what's so funny is I feel like our depression episodes are our highest downloaded. So for what it's worth. Yeah, I am not doing good, y'all. I am really struggling with just all of this. It's a lot. I had therapy on Friday. And I've been doing EMDR therapy that I've been telling you about, which is this kind of, it's like eye movement. D is desensitization. I don't know. Anyway, basically like this eye movement. You bring up the feelings that you have around certain events from your past, and like it kind of leads you to other things. And then like you kind of use your eyes to desensitize those feelings. And it's been actually really helpful with this whole assault thing, because it's been very, it's really easy to get to. Like when you're talking about childhood trauma, it takes a second to like get to like what's actually bothering you. You like start with something today. You're like, I'm mad at my partner because they left the refrigerator open. And then like somehow that will lead you down this crazy path, and you'll be like, why did my dad hate me when I was four? Like it's weird. It's a very cool way of therapy. And I really enjoy it. But we were just doing therapy this week, and this is my first time I've been back in therapy for this, you know, assault specifically, because I was kind of just laying low. I couldn't really drive much. And so one thing we got to was like, when I was just kind of like talking through things and doing this therapy, it was like, I got to give myself some more grace in this whole process, because it is a lot. Like it really truly is
a lot
big process. It's not just the health thing, which has now been like an extended health thing.
Yeah.
It's of course like the emotional toll and like all that comes with that. Leaving the house is scary. And then it's also like, I'm just trying to figure out the court system and how that works. Very confusing. Don't really understand it. Not sure how it really works. So I also found out this week that I thought I was getting my property back that was stolen, and indeed, I'm not getting it back. So it's been, I don't have like a lot of good news to share right now. I guess
why are you not getting your phone back?
Because it was sold to a pawn shop, and it was supposed to be on a 30-day hold, but apparently if it's sold and not pawned, then they can sell it back immediately. So the detective thought it was pawned, but it was sold, so they had already sold it by the time he got back, because the guy owned it, the shop was out of town. And so I was on the phone with Apple kind of frantically and emotionally on Friday, because I was like, you know, I just don't like my phone being out there, you know, with all my data on it. It's my biggest thing. So they try to assure me that there's not much that people can do with like actually getting into my phone. So that feels good. But I don't know. I'm not good. There's like, just, I hope you'll give me some grace in today's episode, because honestly, I'm not doing well. With that said, what does Stephen Yancey always do when he gets depressed? He emotionally eats. And what I've realized is that I know there's got to be something that you have in your life that you have no willpower over, right? Like, I swear to you, y'all, like, I have such strong willpower over so many things in my life. I've stopped eating animals. I've stopped drinking alcohol. I have stopped drinking caffeine. I don't drink coffee. Like, I've stopped, and I have such great control. There's one thing I just cannot kick in my life, no matter how hard I try, and that is potato chips. And The reason I bring this up is because now twice this weekend, I have tried to give myself the emotional bonus of getting potato chips because I know that they don't last long, right? So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to buy some potato chips. This is Friday. I'll just give you the first example. I went to Whole Foods to get my typical things I need for the weekend, right? And I was like, you know what? I really want some barbecue chips. I'm going to gift myself with a bag of barbecue chips.
You went into the store?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, went into the store. I know it's unlike me. Actually, no, yeah. I go to Whole Foods. Just not as often because everything, like if it's Whole Foods brand stuff, it's actually relatively priced well, but everything else is like gajillion dollars. So I went to Whole Foods and bought things. And yeah, like God bless you. Again, we talk about this all the time. Y'all that go into grocery stores have the greatest willpower on the face of the earth. I also see why your bills are like, you know, you go to the grocery store, it's $200 because like it's hard. It's hard to say no to like food that's right in front of you. Online, there's no emotional connection with it. It's just a picture. Like, but you can like see it and like tangibly feel it.
And you're hungry.
You get like the soft rock playing in the background, you know, on the speakers. And like you smell the seafood and you got the bar with the salad bar open. It's like the cookie section. I mean, like it's a lot. Like it is, if you're an emotional eater, it's not a good place to be. So I walk in, I get a bag of chips. I'm gonna have a bag of chips this weekend. No problem, right?
What size?
Normal, just normal, regular.
Okay.
What, 5 ounce? What are they nowadays? I don't know. There's smaller
all
the time.
One.
Yeah, smaller. Okay. I don't know. 5, 7, I don't know, whatever.
Good. Okay.
So I get in the car and I'm like, I see it sitting in my passenger seat. And I'm like, you know what? I haven't had a barbecue chip in a minute. I was like, I'm just gonna have a chip or two, like on the ride home, right? And I'd actually bought two bags of chips. Because I was buying the first thing. This is what happens, right? So I see the barbecue chips, but then I see like the corn chips, and I'm like, oh, it's some chips and salsa sounds good too. And I couldn't really make my mind up, so I bought two bags of chips. And so I'm driving home, and I kind of look over, and I'm like, I haven't had barbecue chips in a minute. Let me just have a chip, like a chip or two, right? And y'all, it's almost like, you know, like in these scary murder mysteries you're watching nowadays where like people say they black out and they come back too. And like, they're like, what did I do? I got to murder my family or whatever. Like, y'all, that's what I do with chips. Like, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. But literally I came to and I was home and like all the chips were eaten.
Oh, well, is that a one serving size?
No, it's a full ass bag of chips.
So it's like...
Full ass
16
bag.
Servings or something.
Yeah.
Gone. Well, that's bigger than 5 ounces.
And it's like, what have I done? No, I'm a monster. Okay. So like I was pretty good, I'm going to take the L on this. And I'm going to be really responsible with this next bag of chips
weekend.
That I have. Yeah, keep in mind, but I put two bag of chips. I had two bag of chips with me, right? So I get my next, so I have this other bag of chips, right? These corn chips with this, with the salsas. And I'm like, well, I need to be more responsible. I just can't be willy-nilly eating all these bags of chips all weekend. So I got to be honest. Like, so with the course of the next 24 hours or so, I ate the chips and I ate the salsa. And it was good, right? So Sunday, I was literally at home all day Saturday. Like, did not leave the condo. Literally just it was rainy and cold anyway, so it kind of worked out. But, like, just I didn't feel good and just chilling in the condo, right? Sunday though was kind of nicer, I guess. And so I was like, you know what? I'm gonna like go get out. My therapist was basically telling me that to start to like kind of get back to normal, because I tell her I feel like I've lost like a part of myself that I really enjoy, which is like getting out walking. I don't feel safe when I'm outside anymore, you know? And she's like, well, you're gonna have to like train your brain to like get back into it, right? So she's like, what you need to go do is like find places where you feel safe. And then go walk there, right? So like it'll start to kind of train your brain back into like, okay, I can like go out and like I don't have to like, because right now like really what's happening is I'm like looking over my shoulder constantly. Like I walk probably, I don't know, 100 steps or less, and I'll look behind me just to see like what's going on, right? So she's like, you need to go to like safer places that you naturally feel comfortable. Cause I've never really felt comfortable in downtown Baltimore, you know, like I've never felt dangerously unsafe, but I've never felt, probably should have, but I've never felt, you know, like in danger living down here. So she's like, what you need to do is basically train your brain that like, it's okay to like walk outside and not be scared. But then you have to kind of use better common sense of like, okay, so where is dangerous and where is safe? And so your body can kind of understand the difference, right? So she kind of gave me that assignment. So I went over on Friday and was walking in this other part of town and felt fine over there. And it was kind of a pretty day, somewhat pretty day on Saturday and Sunday. So I went out and went for like a, I guess like a mini hike. And it was nice. It was kind of a little depressing because I really want to be doing a lot more outdoor stuff right now, but I don't really feel up to it, but I still got out.
What do you mean by a mini hike? You got out in the woods?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. Everyone has like a different definition, but like I was out in the woods. So,
but you were outside of your like regular walking area
outside on the woods.
Condo.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when I'm done
by
with
yourself,
it, wow. I don't know. It was probably like an hour and a half, and it was nice. It was good enough, you know, nothing too exciting, nothing really fun to look at, but it was nice to be out. Mm-hmm. And it's about 30 minutes to get home. And I was like, I stopped for gas. And I was like, you know what? Like, I only ate like half that salsa. And like the salsa was really good. It was like really good. I got two different kinds of salsa.
Some more chips.
I was like, you know what? I deserve another bag of chips. All right.
I've just walked 10,000 steps.
Right. I deserve this today. Have you ever talked yourself into how you deserve something? You know, like, come on, I got a concussion. I deserve more chips. I need to eat a bag of chips per day right now. That sounds good. So I ran into the Royal Farm up in Hereford.
Now we're into low rent
Hereford,
chips.
Maryland is what it was called. And so Tostitos, y'all were talking like straight up Tostitos cups is what they call them, like little scoops like that, right? It's not like you get a lot of options at the grocery. I mean at the Royal Farm. Y'all, literally, I'm like, okay, and like I wasn't even hungry. I was like 0% hungry. Actually, kind of full of anything. And I'm like, well, maybe I should like
have a couple,
just have a chip or two. You know what I mean? Like
on your way home.
Yeah, I mean, we're here. We got 30 minutes ahead of us, and I hate being in the car. So like, let me just like.
No.
You got a 30-minute drive. Let me just like have a chip or two, you know, and just kind of staring at me over here. So let me just open it up.
And, just let me guess.
Yeah.
The chip bag did not make it home.
No, this time, actually, to be honest, it was only 90% gone. But
you had five chips left.
I got back and there was not even like it was all like the crumbly part. It wasn't even like the scoops part anymore. And so I was like, I just threw it out because I'm like, I don't need to eat the last 10% of this bag, period, anymore. So it didn't even make
it
home.
I can't scoop my salsa.
Yeah, it was really, really unfortunate.
No.
So like, I don't know what to do with it. I don't know. Like, it's probably, I didn't eat dinner last night because I literally ate a whole, like I've eaten three bags of chips in 3 days, y'all. Like, it's really, it's extremely unhealthy. I'm definitely putting on my, my pounds right now for the winter.
Your
it's like COVID the hibernation.
15.
Yeah. That's how it feels. This kind of feels like a long COVID or something, right?
Yeah,
where like,
exactly.
I'm bored because we're not really doing as many Mama's Boys, which is good.
Yeah.
But like,
it's good for your stress level.
My
but.
Work hours are reduced. So like, I'm just eating with this extra time.
It is kind of the same thing as COVID because you're shut in.
Yeah.
You're afraid to go outside.
Yeah. Can't really see people. Like, I'm scared.
Because
my biggest problem is, and my doctor now is trying to work with me to like, she's like, I really want you to get back to like start. And she's like, I want you to like do everything that you love, but in a minuscule amount. And I'm like, okay. So like, literally over the weekend, I started like watching TV, right? And I watched, I think I told you this on Friday. Like, I watched, or did we talk about this last weekend? I don't know if we did. We did it with a Mama's Boy, more Mama's Boy. But I started watching the documentary on Juul cigarettes.
I don't know what that is.
It's like the e-cigarettes, the electric cigarettes, that company. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
I started watching that. My brain felt crazy, turned it off. The only show that I can find right now, which kind of leads us into our next topic, that I can watch on a 30-minute basis is old episodes of Tales from the Crypt. Okay?
Gross.
It's the only show I can find that I can like turn on and like consistently kind of watch.
Why?
Because there's not much to it. They're pretty basic shows. Really what I found is I can't watch anything with Like a lot of reality shows have moving cameras in them, which make
lots
me feel
of
like
action.
Yeah.
So you can't have a lot of action.
Right. So Tales from the Crypt, I mean, it's given me like a dose of Halloween. And in case you don't know what Tales from the Crypt is, it was this show that came on HBO. God, I don't know. 80s, 90s?
100 years ago.
Hang on. I got to look this up now. Hang on. We got to. Tales from the Crypt.
I think that was 80s.
Tales from the Crypt was an American television show. Came on 1989. Lasted seven seasons. 82% on Rotten Tomatoes. And honestly, it's kind of a cute show. Like, it's very old school. So there's not like a lot of the camera shots are very long. You know, it's not like it's back and forth, moving. It's very, and like while it is like kind of spooky, it's giving me like, because right now I'm just depressed because I feel like I'm missing Halloween in a sense, because I can't really watch the crazy. I usually love, I mean, this time last year, I was watching all the old school scary movies I'd never seen before. Right.
I know you love that.
And I can't watch them now because it's just too much. Right. Mm-hmm. So I found Tales from the Crypt. They're like 25 minutes and I can kind of sort of sit through those mostly, which has been really, really good. Mm-hmm. But like, yo, like, Watching a show from 1989 is crazy because television, and like, this is the thing. Have you ever gone back to watch older shows and just how much more simplistic life was back then?
Oh, yeah.
Like, these shows could not be more basic. They're very cheesy. Mm-hmm. And
so
like,
cheesy.
The puppetry on the Crypt Keeper, because basically there was like this guy called the Crypt Keeper. I love the Crypt Keeper. Remember, I had the mask. Uh-huh. Yeah, I was a fan back in the day. And I, first off, way age inappropriate, because like, there's basically boobs. There's boobs and ass and vagina in like every episode. And I'm like, I can't believe my mom let me watch this, you know? but HBO like was, and like, here we go, like that like was our source of pornography back in the day. You got to remember this, like, we didn't have the internet, so like,
no.
If we could turn on HBO and like see a boob for like 4 seconds,
wow,
that's all we needed.
Wow,
that was intimacy back in the day for teenagers, right? Like that was literally
it's so true.
But God, let me tell you this, take a second and go back and watch some of the shows that you loved. And I know some of you guys do this, like, I get it now. I used to always wonder why some of y'all go back and watch like The Office or Friends or like the same. I've got one friend that literally every night she watches an episode of Friends.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Or multiple episodes of Friends. And like, that's all she watches. She won't watch anything else. So she's like, it's almost like this running joke with our friend group. It's like, she literally just watches Friends. And I'm like, I don't understand it. But I think this weekend I finally get it. Like, there's something just very simplistic. Like, I could probably go back and watch Friends. I bet that's something I can go back and watch. Or The Office.
Could.
It seems a lot more, it's just way easier to digest. Like, I open up, like, my doctor today was like, I want you to open up TikTok, because I told her that's one thing I was really having a hard time with, internet videos. Y'all, I opened up TikTok today and like my brain like melted out of my head, because there's like, it's like so crazy. Like,
so crazy.
I think that we forget, like, things are so intense nowadays because we've become so desensitized to like sensitivity, you know, like, it's just the things that we're just like thrown our way. It's like, hey, did you know? Hey, here's a crazy fact about it's like the noises, and like how, like, and on TikTok too, that I noticed it's driving my eyes crazy right now is like all the subtitles that come up and like flash, and like my brain, it's obviously impaired, is like, really?
So why does she want you to watch that?
Because I've got to get back to doing it, right? I've got to, like, basically the only way that I'm going
to
get back
brain.
Is to like kind of like slowly introduce this stuff back into my brain.
I see.
To where it's like not enough, but not too much. And it's, So I've introduced TikTok back into my daily life, but I get it now. I get like if you haven't gone back in a while, and I recommend this, like, there's something very soothing about, and I have got to be honest, I don't remember Tales in the Crypt episodes, and I read something about anxiety a while ago about how people like to watch old TV shows or movies over and over and over again because they know exactly how it ends, and there's no usually people that have had that come from backgrounds where unpredictable family life or instability really enjoy watching the same things over and over and over again because they know exactly what's going to happen. And so there's something very easy and soothing and like not very stressful about watching the same things over and over and over and over again, right?
No surprises.
But I don't know. I don't really remember Tales from the Crypt per se. There's some that I kind of remember, but there's just something very simple about going back and watching 90s television that's just, I don't know. Even like, you know, scary stories, even though the stories are kind of scary, it's just not overwhelming like modern day media tends to be, you know? So my recommendation is just go back and see how you feel nowadays. If you want something like a little soothing, go back and watch it, right? Which leads us beautifully into our next topic. And I don't want to be insensitive, but I've got a different point about the Israel situation that I don't know if everyone, like, I don't want this to come off like a jerk, but I feel like I know that somebody's going to understand what I'm trying to say here. And I just think we possibly need to look at this situation in another way. I don't need to tell you what's happening in Israel. Right. Like we all know it's terrible. Right. But I gotta be honest, because I can't be on my phone that much, I've kind of been removed. CNN's not showing me updates anymore, probably because I haven't opened the app in a while. And usually that's how I get my headlines, just by watching the pop-up notifications. But after a while, after you don't open the app for a while, I guess Apple turns it off. So I'm not getting any news headlines on my phone right now. And because I'm not on social media, and since Jess handles the news of our radio show, I've been pretty well removed from the whole situation. Like I'm
good.
I'm kind of privied on it, but like I don't know a ton of details about it. And for the first time in my life as a broadcaster for 20 years,
you're not immersed in it.
I admit I don't know 100% of the details of what's happening in Gaza and Israel. And I just kind of know the basics, right? And so last night I was listening to a podcast and they started talking about the situation and they kind of started breaking it down. And I learned a lot. Like I learned a lot, including like pictures that are being shared of, you know, babies and women.
It's so
like
horrible.
awful stuff, right? Immediately I went into like anxiety mode. Listening to that I haven't really felt, and I've been hearing other people talk about how sad it is, and I have, since I've not really been immersed in anything, I've just haven't really known what they're talking about. And so for the first time, I kind of get caught up last night listening to a podcast and I'm like, do I really need to know this? And I don't want that to come across as insensitive, because yes, obviously it's terrible and it's awful and extremely sad. But I'll be honest, there's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing I, Stephen Yancey, can do about the situation.
Correct.
And what it came to me last night is, do we just know too much?
Yes.
You know what I mean? As someone that's like been literally had a chance to really kind of step away from the news for a second, I feel way better being ignorant about some situations that honestly don't directly affect me. And like, I really thought about this topic before I brought it to the podcast today, because that sounds very selfish, right? I mean, like, there are people that are hurting and, you know, getting killed just because of their nationality. I can't imagine, like, if I was a Jewish person, like I have so much sadness for that whole community. Like it is fucking scary and it is terrible.
Yes.
But But I have to be honest that like it doesn't affect me directly. And because it doesn't affect me directly, the only thing it's done that this news has done to me is caused me anxiety, you know, fear. You know, I even started thinking, because hearing about, I know that some of you, and I did know about this a little bit, about the whole Friday thing was like this day of, what was it? Do you remember what it was, Mom? Day of purging or Islam?
I know because I'm disconnected too.
Yeah. Like, so apparently Friday, I know a lot of you guys kept your kids out of school. And I was kind of caught up on that situation because they were talking about how like they were going to, it's like a retaliation day. And forgive me again, I don't have the news in front of me right now, but I knew that was a thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, God, that is so fucking stressful. That is unbelievably stressful to like wonder if your kids, you know, we have a big Jewish population here in Maryland. We have a lot of Jewish schools. Mm-hmm. And like, I can't imagine how stressful that would be to like send your kids to school, just like we do after school shootings. This is very similar, right? This is all very similar, right?
It is.
But like, where's the line? Like, do we just know too much? Like, let's just say, for example, that you didn't know anything about the situation in Israel and Gaza right now. Let's say you'd never heard a word about it. How would life be different? Is it good that we know this stuff so we can have some type of overwhelming empathy for the world and we can pray? I mean, maybe that could be an argument, right? Because I'm just asking questions here. I don't have the answer. I'm just telling you how I went from like knowing nothing about the story to knowing everything about the story and feeling absolutely mentally terrible because of it and knowing that there's nothing that I can do. Mm-hmm. Like, do we just know too much in this world, Mom? Because where is the fine line about like, is it good that we do know this? Because like, I don't know. I can't really figure out like what's the good thing about knowing every detail about every single situation. I think it's kind of plays on our fear complexes, right? Because, you know, this fight or flight, and I'm just talking, but like, I think our brains are probably like, this is good for me to know so I can like be prepared. Like, I need to know every detail, because if I know every detail, then like I can stop this from happening in my own house and to my family, to my kids. Like, but to my knowledge, and again, I'm kind of staying a little removed, I don't think anything happened in the United States as of Friday. So like basically that alone was a use of fear that like was kind of unnecessary because nothing did happen. Or did it not? I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to like talk this out. Mom, thoughts?
Well, you know, I stay away from the news. I can't take it. And, you know, the only time that we really have the news on together, I mean, you know, your dad watches the news all the time.
Yeah. And he's a nervous wreck.
Yeah. But I don't. I mean, sometimes the only news I get, honestly, is that we watch the 7 o'clock news or 6:30 news, whatever time we're having dinner. During dinner, and that's always the lead headline, and I say the lead story, and I always say, no, turn that off, because I cannot stand to see the suffering of children. That just really messes me up.
Yeah.
And I cannot stand to hear the stories of the horror that these families are going through, because I feel so helpless and hopeless.
Yeah.
And it really drives me into despair. So I have to really not see that. I cannot take it. I mean, you're right. I mean, I think the only thing that I, Nancy Yancey, can do is to just pray for peace and protection for those people.
Are you?
And I do that, but I can't watch it. But that, I'm not watching.
So that's my question, I guess, is like, are you glad you know all the details so you can pray for it? Or do you wish you just didn't know the details?
I don't even need to know the details. I don't even need to know the details to pray. I know there's chaos, and I know there's confusion. I know there's horror. And, you know, it's the same way I feel about Ukraine. I can't stand to watch all the horror of Ukraine. I know I cannot take it. And so all I can do is to pray for the people of Israel and pray for the people of Ukraine, that God will bless them and protect them. But, you know, other than that, I don't need to see that. I don't need to hear that. I can't take it. I can't take it. No, no. It sends me into a place of total despair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't, because it's unfathomable to me. I can't comprehend it. I can't imagine it. No. Mm-mm.
Ellie doesn't like it either.
No.
I don't know. I'd love to know your thoughts on this, honestly. Like, I'd love to know how you truly, like, do we know too much, or are you glad we know this much? Because I can tell you, someone that was literally pretty much removed from this whole situation until last night, I was better off than most because of it.
Yes, I believe so.
But I just don't know if that makes me seem insensitive, because I'm like, did I really need to know all those details? Like, if it was happening in my own backyard, I can go out and fight or something. Like, that's one thing. But I'm not going to go fight. You know, I'm not the one. So, like, I don't. Okay. Do you have a quote for today, Mom, or do we not?
I can probably pull up one pretty quickly.
We didn't actually talk about this before we started today.
Let's see. Here we go. Be soft. Do not let the world make you hard. Do not let the pain make you hate. Do not let the bitterness still your sweetness. Take pride that even though the rest of the world may disagree, you still believe it to be a peaceful place.
Mm.
And that's
it's hard,
from
right?
Lane S. Thomas. So hard, but I think that's what we have to do to protect our mental health. I honestly do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's it. I think it's taking those moments to still see, like, I'm sitting here right now recording this episode and I have these really big windows in front of my desk, and outside right now is a pretty, I mean, it's not sunset yet, but, you know, afternoon fall sky, and like, it's just beautiful. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Right. It's one of my favorite things about recording Mom's Boy. The time we do is because I get to, like, pretty soon I won't, it'll be dark as hell outside, but, for right now, I get to see this afternoon sky, and it's beautiful. And like, finding these moments of like friendship and love and like things around you, and you're direct. That's what I'm saying. Like, would the world be a happier place if we just looked at what we had around us and not worried about things that weren't around us? And that, not that like we shouldn't care about these people, but like, is sometimes taking on the weight of the world too much for any individual?
And there's only so much we can do.
Yeah.
But I believe so strongly in the power of prayer.
Yeah.
I just believe that if everyone would pray for these people that are in such dire distress over war, which is just the most horrendous, crazy, insane thing for any person to have to go through, just pray. Pray. Yep.
Okay, certified fans, we are very thankful for you. We'll see you on Thursday's show. Thursday's show is, well, a couple things. Certified fans, number one, I'm going to tell you what I'm trying to do, but I'm like not being successful at it. I know there's somebody. This is a beautiful thing with our podcast, because again, like, I don't have all the answers, and it's kind of a group effort here, is I would love to, instead of doing like shouting out individual certified fans, you know, like for, hey, this is our fan of the day, number blah, 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 is because the number one request, and I understand it, like I get it of why it happens, but we just don't do it a lot on the radio anymore because it's just so specific, is birthday shout outs. And I'm like, it'd be cool if we did like certified fan, hey, this week, I want to say, hey, happy birthday to blah, 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 and like kind of run down a list, because like hearing, like getting recognition on your birthday, I don't care how, if you're 2 or 222, there's just something really cool about that happening. So it's like, hey, this week celebrating a birthday certified fan, this, I don't know how many we'd have, but I don't know, that could be like a cool little addition to the podcast, that just to show you that, hey, we love you and we see you, and like, it's your birthday and you should feel special on your birthday and your birthday week. And so I just can't figure out how to sort certified fans by their birthday. It's only sorting by, because like, and I'm just going to explain this very stupidly and then somebody can maybe give you the answer. So I have everything in Excel, and like, there's like a birthday column, I guess. And the birthday column, when I do sort, it only sorts it by the year, but I need to sort by the month. So I can just go really quick and look at, oh, okay, so it's, you know, between this date and this date, you know, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So if you know anything about that, let me know, because I don't know how to do Excel very well. Number two is Thursday's show. I've got, if my dad's available, I've got a never give up situation that I may have to give up on, but Jimmy Mac says never give up. So we'll talk to him if he's available on Thursday. Also, I am, and I got to save this one for more Mama's Boy. I'm considering a life change that I feel very anxious about. And I'm sure anyone that's been in this situation of thinking about making this life change also feels very anxious about. I don't feel comfortable talking about it publicly. And you, I'm sure, would understand why. So we're going to talk about that on More Mama's Boy. That's our Thursday show. In case you don't know, we have a Tuesday show and a Thursday show. Tuesday show, it's for everybody. You can get it here every Tuesday, pretty religiously, maybe. I'll explain a little bit more about that in a second. Also, if you are a certified fan, though, that's somebody that contributes $6 a month to our show, you also get a Thursday episode of, it's called More Mama's Boy, and that comes out every single Thursday. It's a little more in depth, I guess. I don't know. It feels different over there, doesn't it, Mom? It's just a little more like smaller group. So we're just like, hey, all right, so let's now that everybody's gone.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this.
Honestly, it's just more intimate.
Yeah, that's how it feels.
It's like talking to your friend.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, there's just a different depth to it.
Yep.
Yeah, I love it. I love our fans so much.
So if you want to join us, you can text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. You can also go to certifiedmamasboy.com. or the show notes of this podcast, and you can become a certified fan, and we would really, really, really appreciate that. Mom, really quick, I want to talk about Dramaggie's baby shower that she had over the weekend.
Yeah.
My sister, in case you don't know, in case you're new to our podcast or don't know, my sister is pregnant with triplets, which is crazy. And this weekend she had one of two. This is like a reoccurring theme now. I didn't know people, do people have multiple baby showers, or this is a Dramaggie thing?
No, I think they do if they have people in different parts of town.
Okay. So
that's the case. That's her case.
This is part one.
Yeah.
Over
so
the weekend.
This is part one is like, this is the Atlanta shower. This is all of their close Atlanta friends. And then part two, which is coming up this weekend, is Augusta, which is mostly John's friend and family. But that's it's a big family. It's a huge friend and family group. So there's an Augusta shower this coming Sunday.
Okay. And how did everything go in Atlanta?
Well, you know, Maggie did not want any of those games, you know, that sometimes they play at showers. She didn't want any of that. So her hostess, Iseline, who is a dear, dear friend, hosted at her house. And we had about, 25, maybe more, but probably 25 people there. And we had a wonderful, wonderful time together. And Maggie just, you know, we visited and then we open gifts, and then we ate, and then we ate, and then we opened gifts. And we just had such a great time being together. And, you know, now the problem is how to get the things to Knoxville.
My mom and I were talking about this.
Goodness.
Like, do we feel like, I will say that COVID brought like a lot of great things to our life, a lot of terrible things too, but a lot of great things, which we kind of learned how to do things way more efficiently. We had to, right? Because we couldn't all be together. So like, how do we make this better and smarter? And I feel like there's, as much as like people didn't like the Zoom birthdays and everything, like there was something to that, right? Like our baby showers kind of out of date.
Yeah, I wonder about that. Because honestly, I mean, now we have got the dilemma of, you know, we've got both our cars, which are SUVs, stuffed with gifts from this weekend, which is wonderful. It's beautiful.
Well, it's times three too.
That's now here at my house. in Dawsonville. And we're going to Augusta, you know, this weekend. And I'm sure we'll come back with equally the same amount of gifts. Two SUV loads of gifts.
Yeah.
And they've got to go to Knoxville.
Yeah. Yeah. I
mean, eventually, those four carloads of gifts have got to get to Knoxville.
Right.
So I'm saying to myself, like, does it not just make sense if someone lives in another state to say, hey, here's a photo of my gift and I've shipped it to you?
Yeah.
Like, that would make so much more sense. Like, I said to Maggie, I said, okay, look, I am not bringing a gift to your shower and then have to bring it back. This, you know, because we have to bring it back. So I took a little bag of three little outfits, but I'm not taking everything I have for that baby there.
Sure.
And then loading it up and bringing it back.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I just feel like baby showers nowadays just need to be like.
It's like crazy. I don't know. What do people do?
I guess I just don't get like the point of them. Like, if you're not going to play games, which like is kind of silly, right? Then like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like what? Like it's like, what are you doing?
Well,
you know, like why don't you just be like, hey, Dramaggy is pregnant and like just send her gifts. And I think most of us would be like, yeah, that makes sense. Like she needs stuff. So like I'll send her a gift. But like what y'all gotta go stand around for then? And like
well, it's fun to get together. No, I agree that
says
this
who?
It's fun to get together. Well, for women, it's fun to get together. It's fun to get together, but this the transportation of these gifts has now become
it's challenging, right? Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, and now on top of that, this weekend, you know, she bought a stroller, a triple stroller on Facebook Marketplace that is now in my garage. I mean, that's got to go too.
Like, it just seems like a lot, right? Like,
either they need to move here with their babies. Or,
yeah, I think that sounds like the easier thing at this point. That John and Maggie just move in with you, right?
And I mean, Maggie, honestly, when she gets home, you know, she's in her what, ninth month. She can't travel. She can't come back and forth after this Augusta trip. So John, I think, is going to have to come here, and maybe your brother Brian come here with this truck. And I think they're going to have to load up all the stuff and take it to Knoxville.
I think that's
what's going to have to happen.
It's crazy. Going to get a moving truck just to get those presents out of there. You
but
know?
In the meantime, your brother's coming to visit you, and I'm quite happy about that.
Yeah, so that's what I want to talk about next week. So I don't know if we're going to have episodes next week. I don't think – and right now I'm predicting we're not going to. If we do, it'll go in the order of we'll have a Thursday show for more Mama's Boy, and then we'll have a Tuesday show. The reason I say I don't know is because technically I was really happy because we were in any other time, this would be so much easier because I'm like, if we're out of town, we'll still be able to produce episodes because I'll just have to, you know, spend extra time producing the episodes before I leave or whatever. But honestly, right now I got to go to PT twice a week. And I'm just tired, way more tired than I typically would be. So,
and your brother is coming just to be with you and to support you.
And by the way, I have no idea what we're doing.
We don't need to do anything.
Well, no, we do. I mean, I can't sit in this house anymore. So like, okay. I don't know. I don't know like what we're going to do. I have no idea. We had talked about maybe going up to Arcadia in Maine, but I don't know. It's so funny. This concussion thing's so like hit or miss by day. You know, sometimes I feel okay, and then all of a sudden I don't feel okay anymore. It's like, so I don't know. We're not really making any kind of like hard plans right now. We're gonna kind of see how next week feels. The point is I don't think we're gonna have shows next week. So I apologize because I told you that wouldn't happen if we had to do if we only had 2 days a week. But
you know what, honey? All of our certified fans love you, and all they want for you is to get well.
Yeah.
So I don't think you need to apologize.
Well, honestly. I just because I set that expectation, I do feel like if I set an expectation, say this is what it's going to be like.
I know you do.
That if I don't meet up to that expectation, then I understand there'd be a level of disappointment. But hopefully there's also a level of empathy of saying, yeah, I can get why like throwing in all these extra podcast episodes would be tough. So anyway, that's the latest. We might. It just kind of depends on, because honestly, I'm bored as shit too. So like if I feel up to it, we might be able to throw in some episodes for next week. Because honestly, sitting here is doing me no good. So anyway, if you see an episode next week, cool. If you don't, BRB. Okay, we do have an Ask My Mom for today. Mom, do you still have this one pulled up? I resent it to you.
Oh, my.
I know. I forgot to tell her before the show we're going to put this in Tuesday's show. This is going to be for more on. Mama's Boy, but we ran out of time. So I was like, you know what? We'll put this over on Certified Mama's Boy. So Ask My Mom is an advice segment, and we do this on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And if you ever are going through a dilemma, I'm speaking like this to the old show. That's funny. That was so like, what do you call that? Muscle memory. That was like muscle memory, right? Let me explain the bit. We're backed up on these right now, and I apologize for that. Ask My Mom is an advice segment that we do sporadically now, just kind of depending on where, you know, where it fits the best in the show. And so if you're ever going through a dilemma and you are feeling like, I need some outside advice, I'd like something to hear, you know, hear this kind of talked out, you can go to certifiedmamasboy.com, click on contact us, and then tell us your dilemma. And then my mom will give you her mom advice. We hop in with our two cents as your podcast family. And then that's what we could do called Ask My Mom. So if you want to be a part, and I'm getting to these as fast as we can. Sorry if it's not going to be as consistent. But all right, Mom. So what do we got for today? This is actually from last week, just FYI. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm writing you because I've been married for a little over a year, and my husband and I started trying to have a child. I'm not pregnant yet, which seems to really be bothering my mother-in-law. So much so that she's been trying to give me advice on how to have sex to make a baby. She's literally telling me that certain positions help and how many times a day we should be having sex to conceive. He thinks it's funny, and I'm really grossed out by it, to the point where when we are going to have sex, I can't get her voice out of my head. I ask you because I know you are close with Kramer's sister. It doesn't bother my husband at all and laughs about it. He's refusing to say anything and says that she's kidding around and that I need to just relax and that saying something will make it worse than not because she's sensitive. Do you think I should say something? Oh, no. I don't think you should, but I think he should. Your mother-in-law has no business in your sex life. Excuse me? No. No. Absolutely no. So your husband needs to have a conversation with his mother that says, butt out. And the two of you need to decide when and how.
That's tough.
You will conceive if you want that. It is tough. But it is necessary. That is a real stiff boundary right there that I think needs to be maintained in a new relationship, that you need to be with your partner and you need to keep your parents out of it. I'm saying that for me too. No. N-O.
I just imagine like in my marriage, like I could totally see my ex-mother-in-law doing something like that.
Oh yeah, me too.
And like I just like, and like almost I just don't know if it's like kidding or what, but like
it's not funny.
But like, so but she's not supposed to say anything, right?
No.
Yeah,
it's his mother.
But what if he thinks it's funny and like he doesn't, like, because I'm just trying to imagine this now, like let's say that like I thought it was funny and you thought it was funny and dad thought it was funny and Brian thought it was funny and Maggie thought it was funny. Everything's funny, right? But like my partner didn't. Like,
No, it doesn't matter what we think. It matters what the two of you think. And that is all that matters. And if one partner is upset about something the other partner's parent is doing, then that partner needs to deal with it.
Yeah, I don't know. That's such a weird situation. That's like so bizarrely like unique.
It's hard. I'm not saying it's easy.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that is a really fine line right there.
Yeah.
And it is not the in-laws' position to deal with the in-laws. It's the family member. It's the child that needs to deal with their parent.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to deal with it.
888-Kramer-8. You can call us. Like, I don't know if anybody's I've honestly never heard of something like this before. But I mean, I believe it. I absolutely believe it happens. But I'm just not sure how you handle it. But I'm pretty sure that we can all, and maybe I'm wrong, but I think unanimously we can probably all say it's his responsibility to handle it. There's ever like an in-law issue, period. I feel like it's got to be. And like if he thinks it's funny, God, it's just tough. Because I'm just imagining like, especially mom, if you were like a really strong woman, you know, and you were like super sensitive, you know, like I just think that like, oh my God, is that going to like ruffle feathers though? You know, like with that, is that going to make the situation worse?
It doesn't
worse?
Matter if it ruffles feathers. It's inappropriate. It is inappropriate for any of your in-laws to be telling you how to have sex and how to manage your life.
Yeah.
No, your lives when you get married are your own and you need to keep them out of it.
888-Kramer-8. You want to call us or text us and give us your 2 cents on that. And I always send these along to the person. So thank you for that. All right, Mom, that's going to do it for you for today's show. I love you.
What do you mean for me?
Well, that's me. I guess it's kind of me and you. We'll get one more commercial break we got to get through. So
okay. All right. Well right. Enough. Okay, honey. Love you forever.
I have missed you. I really have missed the daily connection. I do feel like a little disconnected from you, which I kind of feel disconnected from everybody, to be honest with you, like the whole world right now. But maybe that's it. But how are you feeling about this new schedule? Is it weird still or? Some of y'all were excited about 2 days a week, and some of you guys were not as excited about 2 days a week. I don't know if it's feeling more normal yet, because I get it. Like, to listen to 5 episodes a week can be hard sometimes, and so you can kind of get behind. But hopefully you're adjusting to the new schedule. And again, hopefully I'll see you on Thursday for more Mama's Boy, which is a little bit more an intimate episode of Certified Mama's Boy. So we'll see you over there. And if not, then I maybe will see you Tuesday. But if not, I love you. Thank you for understanding, and I'll see you on Halloween.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.